from Podcast Movement in Florida. The latest from podnews.net. Podcast Movement starts today after a busy day of pre-meetings yesterday. The largest podcast gathering in the world is in Orlando, Florida, between now and the end of Friday. The main stage will be streamed live throughout. We've links in our show notes and our newsletter today, and we're there too. The International Podcast Association held its first board meeting at Podcast Movement last night. It's a brand new group that seeks to bring together the podcast community and to support and accelerate the growth and success of every individual and organization within podcasting. The group's website contains a survey to help set the group's priorities. Spotify has brought their platform called Spotify for Podcasters out of beta. The enhanced podcaster portal offers a new blog, support for teams, and most interestingly, a way to discover the top music artists that their podcast listeners play on Spotify. Pod News listeners like you listen to Taylor Swift and Elton John. Very disappointed. We reported on Triton Digital receiving IAB certification earlier this week. The company has now published details. The certification is for the Triton Podcast Metrics tool and Triton's Tap Ad server. PodTrack have also published detail of their certification. Hi Studios is a new podcasting content venture from Himalaya, launched in March. The company is opening studios in Los Angeles next month. Group 9 Media, owner of brands including Now This and Thrillist, have signed with iHeartMedia to make podcasts, and Spreaker has launched a content development program for podcasters called Bloom. The first podcast partner is Flat Rock, a true crime podcast. In podcasts today, healthcare in the US costs an arm and a leg. So there's a podcast called An Arm and a Leg, looking at the price to pay, hosted by Dan Wiseman. It's just wrapped up season 2, with a third season coming in the next few months. And that's the latest from our newsletter from podnews.net.